Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. First order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana, from the Advocate Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 42752 through 42779 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale, and no tracts will be recommended for withdrawal from today's sale, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received three bids on tract 42752, advertised as 216 acres. The first bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is J.B. Land Services, LLC. J.B. Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term, with a cash payment of $44,280, $44,280, or a per acre value of $205. Annual rentals are $22,140, $22,140. Royalties are 20%. The second bid on track 42752 is for the entire track. The bidder is J.B. Land Services, LLC. J.B. Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $65,016. $65,016. Or a per acre value of $301. Annual rentals are $32,508. $32,508. Royalties are 12.5%. The third bid on track 42752 is for the entire track. The bidder is J.B. Land Services, LLC. J.B. Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $32,616. $32,616, or a per acre value of $151. Annual rentals are $16,308. $16,308. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42753, advertised as 80 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is EOG. Resources, Inc. EOG Resources, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $40,000. $40,000. Or a per acre value of $500. Annual rentals are $20,000. $20,000. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42754, advertised as 20 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is EOG Resources, Inc. EOG Resources, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,000. $10,000, or a per acre value of $500. Annual rentals are $5,000. $5,000. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts: 42755 through 42760. We did receive one bid on tract 42761, advertised as 89 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Elysium Natural Resources, LLC. Elysium Natural Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $26,996.37. $26,996.37, or a per acre value of $303.33. Annual rentals are $13,498.19. $13,498.19. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42762, advertised as 113 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Elysium Natural Resources, LLC. Elysium Natural Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $34,276.29. $34,276.29, or a per acre value of $303.33. Annual rentals are $17,138.15. $17,138.15. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42763 or 42764. We did receive one bid on track 42765, advertised as 640 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $163,200. $163,200, or a per acre value of $255. Annual rentals are $81,600. $81,600. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracts 42766, 67, or 68. We did receive one bid on track 42769, advertised as 328 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 11 acres. The bidder is Alpine Exploration Companies, Inc. Alpine Exploration Companies, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,500. $5,500, or a per acre value of $500. Annual rentals are $2,750. $2,750. $750. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 42770 or 42771. We did receive two bids on track 42772, advertised as 1,636 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 297 acres. The bidder is Merit Energy Services, LLC. Merit Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $168,696. $168,696, or a per acre value of $568. Annual rentals are $84,348. $84,348. Royalties are 25%.
They know how to handle it.
The second bid on track 42772 is for a portion containing 51 acres. The bidder is Merit Energy Services, LLC. Merit Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $11,475. $11,475, or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $5,738. $5,738. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 42773, 74, 75, or 42776. We did receive one bid on track 42777, advertised as 29 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 6 acres. The bidder is Alpine Exploration Companies, Inc. Alpine Exploration Companies, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,400. $2,400, or a per acre value of $400. Annual rentals are $1,200. $1,200. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42778, advertised as 9.5788 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Sialso Oil Corporation. Sialso Oil Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,394.70. $2,394.70. Or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $2,394.70. $2,394.70. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42779. Advertised as 2.3279 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Sialso Oil Corporation. Sialso Oil Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $581.98. $581.98, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $581.98. $581.98. Royalties are 25%. That will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of bids meeting. The committee meeting should begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Good morning. The lease review committee will now be called. We'll have our roll call. Mr. Harper, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Cordero,
here.
Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Ms. Smith, and Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the lease review committee meeting. Mr. Talbot, would you please present the agenda?
Yes, sir. Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. There are 1,909 active leases covering nearly 850,000 acres. G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 145 leases covering 61,000 acres. Of the 145, there are three leases covering three oil and gas fields to discuss in more detail. Let's begin with State Lease 192C, West Bay Field. Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease on January 12th. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Hillcorp until June 13, 2012 to report on activities on this lease, including the drilling of the number 179 well and the status of additional drilling locations. By letter dated June 13, 2012, Hillcorp reported on the following. State Lease 192PP number 179 well was completed, resulting in a current production rate of 9,775 MCF per day and 170 barrels per day. The State Lease 192PP number 170 well was recompleted in the Seven Sand at a cost of approximately $1 million and is currently producing at a rate of 1 million MCF a day and 20 barrels per oil. The State Lease 192PP number 26 well was drilled to the 6 and 7 sands at a cost of $9 million. The well is presently undergoing completion operations, and this well served to develop acreage previously considered non-productive. Future plans include the recompletion of the 192-169 in the 9-9L sand and further development of the 7 sand in the 192 number 18 and 18D well. Staff recommends accepting Hillcorp's lease development report, and they be granted until January 9, 2013 to report on the work completed over the last 6 months and their plans for the next 6 months. Our next lease is State Lease 328 at Bay Baptiste Field. Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease on December 14, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that Hillcorp Energy provide a status update of their offer to release additional acreage by March 14, 2012, and provide a status update on the new field study by June 13, 2012. By letter dated January 30, 2012, Hillcorp submitted the documents supporting that a partial release of 185 acres had been recorded and executed. And on June 22, 2012, Hillcorp reported that a reprocessed geophysical data set encompassing some 200 square miles is to be delivered by September 1, 2012, which would include the Bay Baptiste field. The data set will assist Hillcorp in their field study and moving forward on six previously identified recompletions affecting this lease. The staff recommends that Hillcorp be granted until January 19, 2013 to provide a plan of development that must include a commitment to attempt one of the six identified recompletions by the first quarter of 2013 or release additional acreage. And lastly, State Lease 340H, Cote Blanche Island, Swift Energy is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on May 9, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to deny approval of any assignment of this lease portion to Energy Quest 2 LLC until such time as Swift finalizes the 1,266-acre release. And by June 6th, Swift will be required to submit a status update on this partial release. Consequently, in a meeting on June 28th with Swift on another matter, Swift was asked about the status of the partial release relating to, and Swift responded that ongoing efforts are being made to contact and gather signatures from the Burton heirs to release the acreage. The staff recommends that the G&E staff continue to monitor Swift's efforts to finalize the release of acreage back to the state. Are there any questions on these leases? If not, we did grant two 29E waiver letters to Forestall and Chevron USA. And that concludes my portion of this review.
Good morning, Chairman Smith, members of the board. This morning I have one new matter to bring before your attention. Brammer Engineering has requested force majeure recognition on State Lease 19149. This was shut in as a result of a Texas gas pipeline explosion April 9th. Just to point out that only two of the companies that have force majeures before us at this time are not affected by that. So the rest of the report and the rest of those companies are. So hopefully this thing will get resolved. I have estimates anywhere from next month to 5 months from now as to when this whole thing will get resolved. So I'm going to try to nail a few more companies down and get a better estimate of what's going on. Good news is that Bay Gas reported they have spud their well, finally were able to access it. If you all don't remember this, this is one of those in one of the elbows or one of these elbows in the Mississippi River and has an outer levee and an inner levee, and the outer levee has a hole in it and floods during high water. Well, the water got down, so they're able to get out there and spud their well, so that'll be coming off the report next month. And that's it.
Very good. Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board?
I have one question on item three regarding State Lease 340. So you're not recommending us do anything, just pretty much that's just a report, no recommendations for that, correct?
Right. We'll continue to monitor Swift's efforts to get all the signatures and then eventually submit that to the state for final release.
Okay. Then you go back and look at their assignment request, right?
Right. Well, we'll readdress that issue and go ahead and approve the assignment to the new operator in the field.
Okay. I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation and report.
Second.
Are there any questions from the public? I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mr. Segura. All in favor? Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mr. Diaz. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Ms. Smith, Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. Good morning, Ms. Fonda.
Morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 28 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. 10 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the September 12, 2012 lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the September 12, 2012 lease sale.
Okay, I need a motion and second to accept the staff recommendation. Motion by Mr. Diaz, second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes.
And the final item has to do with readoption of non-exclusive seismic permit fees. You have before you in your packets an explanation of determining non-exclusive seismic permit fees by one of our staff geologists. Based on the information provided to you, the staff recommends that the State Mineral and Energy Board, hereinafter referred to as the Board, readopt and set a fee of $15 per acre or $1,000, whichever is greater, for non-exclusive seismic permits on lands under the jurisdiction of the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission, that the board readopt and set a fee of $10 per acre or $1,000, whichever is greater, for non-exclusive seismic permits on all other state lands and water bottoms belonging to the state, that the board readopt a fee of $200 per line mile or $1,000, whichever is greater, for 2D seismic permits on lands and water bottoms belonging to the state.
Okay, I need a motion and second. Accept the motion by Mr. Diaz, second by Mr. Arnold. Is there any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. I need a motion and second to adjourn the committee. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by, motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. All in favor? Any opposed? The committee is closed.
I'd like to take roll for the honor committee. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Diaz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
And myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Rachel. How are you
Good
doing?
Good morning. Item number one on the audit agenda is a recoupment request from White Oak Operating LLC for an overpayment in the amount of $36,969.76. State lease numbers involved are 18350, 18351, 18352, and 19006. For the sales month of March 2012, White Oak paid royalties based on an incorrect state decimal, which resulted in an overpayment of oil royalties. The staff has reviewed the decimal and the documentation provided and confirmed that the overpayment was made and recommends that White Oak Operating be allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
You've heard staff's review and recommendation. Can I have a motion, please?
Move
by Mr. Sanders, approved. Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? Any from the board or committee? Anyone opposed? Hearing that, motion carries. Item two.
Item number two is a request to place Noble Energy Incorporated on demand for failure to submit monthly state royalty reports. Staff is requesting authority because we have received numerous payments from Noble with no SR reports. On January 4th, 2012, we received 32 wire remittances totaling $528,807.16 as payment of royalty. No SRs accompanied these wire transfers. Payers are required to submit SRs monthly with each payment. The SR provides the specific LUE code on which the royalty is due, as well as the amount owed and the month of disposition. Without the SR form, we are unable to allocate the funds to the respective recipients. As a result, the funds received are held in a suspense account. The Mineral Income Division issued 32 billings to Noble Energy totaling $15,816.82 for incorrect reporting on May 21st through 22nd of this year. Several attempts have been made by staff to contact Noble Energy to resolve the monthly SR issue, but none have been successful. The Attorney General's office is in agreement with the request.
Any comments or questions from the committee?
They ignoring you?
Pretty much. I've honestly never seen this.
How long have you been making this attempt and they're ignoring you?
Ever since we got the wires on January 4th.
7 months. Are they located? Where are their headquarters?
Noble. I'm not certain where Noble's located. I can find out for y'all, though.
Can I have a motion from the committee, please?
Move.
Move by Mrs. Segura to accept staff recommendation. Second by Mrs. Segura. Any comments or questions from the public? Any from the committee? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item 3.
Item number 3 is the staff report to the committee that the election for July 2012 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Rachel. There be no further business. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Dewey, Tech, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chair calls to order the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. Roll call, please. Scott Angell, Mr. Harper, Mr. Segura,
here.
Mr. Arnold, Mr. Cadera,
here.
Mr. Diaz,
here.
Mr. Ingram, Mr. Martin, Sanders present, Mr. Smith,
here.
Helen Smith, we have a quorum.
Item number 1 is a request by staff for final approval of a lease amendment affecting State Lease 4237, and this is a lease with Black Elk Energy Offshore Operations. The proposed amendment has been executed and properly advertised, and it's on the docket as item 1217, so we do recommend final approval.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Second. Chair will entertain a second. Thank you, Mr. Klein. Any comment from the board? Comment from the public? Any objection to the motion? Hear none, the motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Item number 2 is a request for final approval of a lease amendment affecting State Lease 17309 in Terrebonne Parish, and this lease is with Stone Energy Offshore, LLC. The proposed lease amendment has been executed and properly advertised, and it's on the docket as item 1218. We do recommend approval of this item.
I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any public comment? Any comments from the board or question? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Item number 3 is a request for final approval of a lease amendment affecting Operating Agreement 285. This is with Stone Energy Offshore, LLC. The proposed amendment has been executed and properly advertised, and it's on the docket as item 1219, and we do recommend final approval.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any public comment? Any board comment or question? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Thank you. Item number 4 is a request for final approval of an operating agreement with Expert Oil and Gas, LLC. This is affecting former State Lease. It's not in here. It's in Iberville Parish, former State Lease 19896. It's on the docket as item 1220, and we do recommend approval of this item as well as a waiver of any liquidated damages for payment that was made by wire transfer because the payment was made by check and it was negotiated for deposit.
I do have one question. What was the state royalty on this lease prior to the agreement?
It's 22.5 before payout, increasing to 23.5.
That's the current one, right?
Right. That's for the operating agreement. Are you asking
the original lease?
The original lease. I don't know. Do you know, Rick?
It's usually the same as at the beginning.
Yeah, it's probably 22.5, but we can confirm that for you.
Then increases afterwards.
Right.
Right, increasing after payout.
Okay. I make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Thank you for the motion, Mr. Arnold. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any public comment on this item? Any board comment or question on the item? Hearing any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Item number 5 is a request by staff to clarify the meaning of the term prospective leaseholder within Louisiana Revised Statute 30123.1. What this statute does is it requires any prospective leaseholder to register with the Office of Mineral Resources before they can become a leaseholder. And we have always held that that meaning also applied to anyone that is submitting a nomination. So we would just like a policy resolution that clarifies that. Don't anticipate any problems with it, and we've never had any problems. We just really just wanted a paper trail.
And Sanders, Chair, that is encompassed within the statute within that amendment?
Correct.
I'm sure it is, but I just want to confirm.
Correct.
Thank you. Any other question from the board?
I make a motion to accept.
Any question from the public or comment on this motion? Thank you, sir. Chair recognizes Ms. Skura.
It would be in the policy resolution resulting from this meeting.
Any further question by the board? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 6 is a request by Texas Petroleum Investment Company, or TPIC, for authority to negotiate with staff on an operating agreement. And this is on acreage contained in former state lease 17852. At this point, we are recommending that staff be granted the authority to negotiate with them and that the acreage be taken out of commerce and that Texas Petroleum be authorized to escrow any funds generated from that acreage until an operating agreement can be perfected. And what happened here was that the lease ceased due to non-production in June of 2009, and they have completed a workover and are ready to begin production again. So that would prompt the necessity of an operating agreement. You know, at this point, we're simply just requesting authority to negotiate with Texas Petroleum.
Move to accept or grant.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Segura, for the second. Any public comment or question on this motion? Any board comment or question? This involves a small tract of land, does it not?
I think it was very small.
0.866 acres.
Right, less than an acre.
Thank you very much. Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Thank you. Item number 7 is a request by Brammer Engineering for authority to escrow funds. And this is on some disputed acreage in Cameron Parish. It's in the 15,000 RC SUA unit. And we have been notified by Brammer that Sterling Oak Properties has a dual claim with the state to a portion of that acreage. At this point, Brammer is requesting authority to escrow any funds that are generated from that acreage. And we do recommend granting that authority pursuant to the standard OMR escrow requirements, which would be for a period of 90 days into an interest-bearing account in a financial institution having a presence in Louisiana.
Chair, entertain a motion. Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any public comment on this motion? Board comment or question? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Ms. Stewart, did Mr. Brammer himself sign the letter requesting that?
Let's see. No, sir. It was sent from their attorney's office, Gordon Arata.
Yeah, I was just trying to check on him. Thank you.
Okay. Item number 8 is a request by the staff for authority to place Petrogulf 3 LLC on demand for failing to file a release of State Lease 19359, which terminated on April 1st of 2010. And State Lease 19698, which terminated on June 11th, 2010. What happened in this case there is both statutory authority as well as authority within the lease itself to demand or request that the lessee file a release upon termination of the lease. The lease itself gives the lessee 90 days from the termination of the lease to record a release, or the liquidated damage of $100 a day begins to run. Statutory authority says that the lessee has the lessor has the authority to request a recordable release from the lessee upon termination of the lease, and if the lessee does not comply within 30 days, then the lessor is entitled to damages plus attorney's fees. In this particular instance, Petrogolf 3 LLC, for a period in excess of a year and a half, despite letters, telephone calls, and emails, had refused to send a copy of a release to this office. So on June the 28th, we sent a very nasty letter to them telling them that we would place them on the agenda for authority to put them on demand for not just the releases but the damages. In response to that, we were sent a release that ostensibly had been recorded a year ago. The problem is that the release does not show witnesses. It has a signature but no witnesses, so it's not a self-proving document, and it should not be recordable because under Louisiana law, if it doesn't have two witnesses, and it should not be accepted by the recorder. Unfortunately, in this particular case, it was. So what we have to do is we would still like the authority to go ahead and place Petrogolf 3 LLC on demand for a proper release. And in the meantime, we'll check with the recorder in the parish to find out if maybe we're missing a page that had the signature of the witnesses and the attestations. But in any case, if the board would grant the authority, if we find out that they have actually complied, then there's no need to place them on demand. But if they haven't, then we would like the authority to go ahead and place them on demand, because as of the time the letter was sent, if the recordation is not valid, one of the leases has accumulated liquidated damage in excess of $72,000 and the other one in excess of $65,000. So what we are requesting is authority to place Petrogolf 3 LLC on demand for a proper release of the lease. And then as far as damages go, if there were damages that had accumulated up until the time it was recorded, that's for them to come and ask the board
for relief,
for a waiver.
Mr. Skura moves. Mr. Arnold, second. I have a question, please.
Yes, sir.
Recordable. You use the term, they must present a recordable.
Correct.
Instrument. This is a technical violation, assuming that's a valid signature.
That's correct, too.
Well, the onus is on the leaseholder to come and ask the board and explain why they have tied this property up and taken it out of commerce for the delay. Is that right? They have to come and tell us why.
Oh, that's what you want them, huh? Right. There's still going to be damages because the lease is terminated in 2010. But yes, if the board wishes, we can have them come in and explain. Again, we want to check and make sure that a properly recorded release was in fact not filed, which means we are trying to contact the parish courthouse where the recordation occurred to see if, again, we're missing a page. But if it turns out that it's not properly witnessed, then we can ask them to appear before the board next month.
In effect, their delay takes this prospect out of commerce, does it not?
Correct. We will not allow it to be leased again until we get a properly recorded release. We've been stung a couple of times by that. So We do that.
For the record, that's why we are very technical on this and requiring this, why the board requires this.
Correct.
Thank you. Any other question? Any public comment or question? Any objection to the motion? Here none, the motion carries unanimously.
Item number
nine. Mr. Heck, you will report to us next month, maybe on.
I definitely will, yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
We're going to be checking on them.
Thank you, sir.
Item number nine is a request by Swift Energy Operating LLC for the authority to negotiate an operating agreement on 6.816 acre tract within a unit in Section 30 and 31, Township 20 South, Range 27 East, lying in the 5,000 RASUA Lake Washington Field unit. In this particular instance, the property was under a former lease of the state, which was in the unit, in this particular instance, the production ceased and this particular lease terminated. There were other leases in there, but they were held by production. So this lease is going to be producing again, and so the staff would like authority, and Swift has requested the authority to negotiate an operating agreement. So we'd ask the board to for authority to negotiate the operating agreement and to make this tract 6.816 acre unavailable for leasing for a period of 90 days or until an operating agreement is successfully negotiated, whichever is earlier.
Yes, sir.
And it was previously held by
There was a former lease on there, 19, I can't remember what the lease was.
It was their lease, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was their lease?
19490, correct.
Any other question?
Move to accept.
Thank you, Mr. Segura, for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Arnold. I have a question before we move on. They've been paying royalties on this acreage?
Not since the termination of the... Well, there's no production on it right now, as far as I know.
You said it was production.
Right. There will be production. They are going... This unit is going to be producing again.
Okay. Thank you. Any question from the public or comment? Any further board question or comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number 10 is a request by Clayton Williams Energy, Inc. for authority to negotiate for a lease amendment or to amend the lease, State Lease 19949, to include an oil shut-in payment language, which was previously adopted by the board. Also, the amendment would include the other paragraphs that were authorized by the, in fact, all of the paragraphs that were mandated by the board to be added in case of any amendments to an existing lease. So the staff does recommend that Clayton Williams Energy, Inc. be allowed to amend the lease to include the oil shut-in royalty payments as well as all of the other paragraphs that the board has mandated that be added when a lease is amended.
Pleasure of the board. Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Segura, for the second. Any public comment or issue or question here on this issue? Any board comment or question? Good morning, Mr. Smith. Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
That's the last item on the agenda.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, I'll entertain a motion. Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion to adjourn. Your second? Thank you, Mr. Segura. Any objection? We're adjourned. How are you, Mr. Segura?
Good morning. Review committee. Roll call. Mr. Angel Harper or designee? Mr. Segura, here. Mr. Arnold. Emil.
Here.
Mr. Ingram, I told y'all he wasn't coming. Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Darrell Smith, Mrs. Smith, and Chip, here. We have a quorum. Now to call the Docket Review Committee to order.
Sanders is here also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's all good.
Okay. Good morning. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the July 11, 2012 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve items number 1 and items number 2. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 9. Items number 10 through items number 12, approve, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. For items 13 through items number 31, please approve. Item number 32, approve, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries State Agency lease transfers. There were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through items number 5, and that will complete the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
Are there any public comments to the staff's recommendations? Any comments from the board? Do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendations? I have a motion from Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Sanders. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Do I have a motion to adjourn the Docket Review Committee? Have a motion from Mr. Smith and one by Ms. Smith. All in favor?
Aye.
Docket Review Committee is adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Dennis.
Thank you.
Short now, we face.
All right, I'd like to call the regular board meeting to order. Ms. Talley, would you give us a roll call, please?
Mr. Angel, Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz.
Here.
Mr. Ingram. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Ms. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Klein.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present and a quorum.
Great. Thank you very much.
Mr. Segura.
Yes, sir. Mr. Sanders.
Include Mr. Klein when I called the roll call in the legal and title controversy committees, but he was here.
So he's here now, though.
He was here then.
And he's there. He was there then.
I want the record.
You don't need to reopen the meeting?
Well, no, we can't do that.
That was a delayed roll call. Okay. Item 2 is the approval of the June 13th, 2012 minutes. We have a motion for approval by Mr. Arnold of those minutes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment or questions? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3, the adoption of the committee recommendations. 3A, the Lease Review Committee. B, Nomination and Track Committee. C, the Audit Committee, D, the Legal and Title Controversy Committee, and E, the Docket Review Committee. Do we have a motion to approve the adoption of those committee recommendations?
Move.
We have a motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Ms. Smith. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Item 4 is the executive session for our technical briefing, and I believe we are ready for it. I do have a motion to go into executive session briefly. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. Any questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed, the motion carries. We're in executive session for our technical briefing. We'll be back in a few seconds, a few minutes. I'd like to entertain a motion to go back into regular session. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment, any questions? If not, all in favor? All opposed, the motion carries. We're back in executive session for our technical briefing on the bids. Mr. Vaughn?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, on track number 42752, we had three bids by JB Land Services, LLC. The staff recommends that the third bid by JB Land Services, LLC, for $32,616 for a bonus, $151 an acre, and 22.5% royalty be accepted. As to the remaining tracts receiving bids, we're recommending that all of those bids be accepted. That concludes our recommendations.
All right. Thank you very much. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to accept the staff's recommendation of those bids and award those as leases. Second by Mr. Sanders. Any other questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries, and those bids are awarded. Item six, is the any announcements?
The total for today's lease sale is $498,136.34. And since today is the first month of the new fiscal year, that's also the fiscal year to date total.
Great. Do you have any thing to say about the oil and gas seminar? Any announcements?
Yes, just a reminder, the oil and gas seminar is next month on starting, it's Wednesday the 15th through Friday the 17th, and registration is still open for early bird registration until August 1st. After that, the price will go up.
Great. Thank you. Also, board members, in your binders, there is a report, a mineral and energy report, for you to take home and review. If there's no further announcements, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion by Mr. Diaz, second by Mr. Klein. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned, and we'll see you next month. Thank you.